This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. To Epiphany Monday, first posted January 16, 05, Psalm 27:1-9, My Light and Salvation, paraphrase, those who make the Lord their light, understanding, standard of righteousness, and their salvation from evil, sin, death, need not fear any person or thing. When evildoers attack and slander the Lord's people, they will not prevail. Even though the enemy seems to greatly outnumber God's people, they can be confident. The one important thing to pray for and seek is to spend all the days of our life in the house of the Lord, to experience His beauty and learn His teachings. In the day of trouble, the Lord will conceal and shelter His people, and set them high, upon a rock, above their enemies. Then His people will bring offerings and rejoice and sing to the Lord. The Lord will hear and answer those who call upon Him in faith, obedient trust, Hebrews 11:6. God wants us to seek His presence, Deuteronomy 4:29, 1 Chronicles 16:10-11, and when we seek Him with our hearts, He will not hide from us. Commentary: what is the meaning and purpose of life? For most people it seems to be to maximize pleasure and avoid troubles for as long as possible. All effort is directed at achieving security by our own resources. But security is never achievable by worldly resources. It always seems to take just a little more than we have. I believe that the meaning and purpose of life is to seek and come to personal knowledge and experience of God, Acts 17:26-27, who is the only true source of security, and the security He provides is eternal. This lifetime is our only opportunity to be reborn, John 3:3-5-8, to spiritual, eternal life. Our personal relationship with God and spiritual rebirth is only possible through Jesus Christ, God's one and only provision to accomplish that purpose, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. Only Jesus gives the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. It is possible to know with certainty for oneself whether or not one has received the indwelling Holy Spirit, Acts 19:2. Jesus taught His disciples to seek God's kingdom and righteousness first, ahead of even daily necessities like food and clothing, Matthew 6:25-33. If we put God first in our lives, He will provide all those other things as well, and we will have security in the assurance that we have eternal life in paradise restored in heaven. Nothing can happen to us in this world that the Lord cannot deliver us from. True wisdom and understanding come from God, not what the world falsely calls wisdom, 1 Corinthians 1:17-25, 2:1-8. The standard of righteousness by which everyone is judged is Jesus Christ, not the worldly standard of goodness. The one important thing to seek in this lifetime is the presence of the Lord, to experience His goodness, faithfulness and love, and to learn His teachings, to learn to trust and obey His word, fulfilled, embodied, and exemplified in Jesus Christ, John 1:1-5, 14. The Lord wants us to seek Him. When we begin to trust and obey Him, He reveals Himself to us, John 14:21-23. The Lord does not ask what is impossible for us. The place to begin to seek God is in His Word, the Bible. The way to put God first in our lives is to set aside time each day to read His Word, meditate on it, pray seeking His will and guidance for us for that day, and then remember and apply it. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23. Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14.